You're well met once again.
So are you.
You come to take your stand here and behold the Lady Anne passed from her coronation.
This is all my business. At our last encounter, the Duke of Buckingham came from his trial.
Well, it's very true. But that time offered sorrow, this general joy.
It is well. The citizens, I'm sure, have shown at full their royal minds. But let them have their rights. They're ever forward. In celebration of this day with shows, pageants, and sights of honour.
Never greater, nor I'll assure you better taken, sir.
May I be bold to ask what that contains? That paper in your hand.
Yes, it is the list of those that claim their offices this day by custom of the coronation. The Duke of Suffolk is the first, and claims to be High Steward. Next, the Duke of Norfolk, he to be Earl Marshal. You may read the rest.
I thank you, sir. Had I not known those customs, I should have been beholding to your paper. But I beseech you, what's become of Catherine, the Princess Dowager? How goes her business?
That I can tell you, too. The Archbishop of Canterbury, accompanied with other learned and reverend fathers of his order, held a late court at Dunstable, 6 miles off from Ampthill, where the princess lay, to which she was often cited by them, but appeared not. And, to be short, for not appearance and the king's late scruple, by the main assent of all these learned men, she was divorced, and the late marriage made of non-effect, since which she was removed to Kimbolton, where she remains now. Sick.
Alas, good lady. The trumpets sound. Stand close. The queen is coming.
With the rod.
A bold, brave gentleman. That should be the Duke of Suffolk.
The same. I steward
that, my Lord of Norfolk. Arms, and more, and richer when he strains that lady. I cannot blame his conscience.
They that bear the cloth of honour over her are four barons of the Cinque.
Those men are happy, and so are all who are near her. I take it she that carries up the train is that old noble lady, Duchess of Norfolk.
It is. And all the rest are countesses.
Their coronets say so. These are stars, indeed, and sometimes all in one.